If you talk about Bangladesh, we have five major impacts of climate change. The number of cyclones has been increased in Bangladesh, specifically in Bay of Bengal. The salinity in our soil has been increased due to intrusion of saline water from the bay. We have increased river erosion, and then we have continuous and simultaneous flood in the northern areas, and we also have drought in the middle part of the country. These were phenomena from quite a long time, but now with the impact of climate change, the intensity of this phenomenon are increasing.
How much time does Bangladesh have left?
If you look at the map there, within 2100 we will lose 35% of our land area. And in that 35% of our land area, about 50 million people live. So by 2100, we will have 50 million to the minimum climate change refugees. And that would be good enough to destroy the whole discipline and the whole country. We have 140 million now. If we lose 35% of the land, then you count the population increase, it's 50 million.
What kind of message are you trying to send world leaders here in Copenhagen?
First of all, you cut your emission to the minimum of 40%. Then arrange enough adaptation fund which will minimize or at least help the people who are affected to be rehabilitated. And also find out mechanisms for proper utilization of those funds in a way that benefits the most deserving, most poor people.
What are your expectations to come out of Copenhagen? Are you optimistic?
I am optimistic because if you look at the process of negotiation, two very strongly placed countries, France and Britain, they have declared that they will go for an unconditional 30% cut. This will create enormous pressure on developed countries. And I hope that at the end, because negotiations very rapidly proceed during the end, and at the end we'll be able to have a positive treaty or understanding, whatever we call it.